Chapter 10. Pip Saves Miss Havisham. When Pip arrived at Miss Havisham's house, she was sitting in her room near her fire. She looked lonely and sad.
"It's good you came, Pip," she said. "I was cruel to you all these years. I know you hate me now, but will you forgive me one day?"
"Miss Havisham," Pip said with compassion, "I forgive you now. You made mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes in life."
"When you spoke to Estella here, I finally understood I did a terrible thing to you and to her,"
Miss Havisham said.
"I adopted Estella, and I wanted to give her a good life. I wanted to protect her from pain. But I took her heart and put ice there instead."
Pip suddenly thought about Mr. Jagger's servant, Molly. "Miss Havisham, who were Estella's parents?" Pip asked.
"I don't know,"
Miss Havisham answered.
"And Estella doesn't know either."
"Did Mr. Jaggers bring her to you?" Pip wanted to know.
"Yes, he was my lawyer. When my fiancé left me on my wedding day, I shut myself in this house. My life was finished. After some time, I decided to adopt a little girl. I wanted to teach her to avoid my experience and to break men's hearts. Mr. Jaggers brought me a little girl and said she was an orphan. I called her Estella. I didn't ask Mr. Jaggers any questions about her parents."
Pip was now certain Molly was Estella's mother. He said goodbye to Miss Havisham and walked out of the house. He stood outside for a moment and then turned to take a final look at her through the window. At that moment, Miss Havisham moved too near to the fire, and her wedding dress suddenly started to burn. In a second, the dress and veil were burning, and flames surrounded Miss Havisham. Pip couldn't believe it. Miss Havisham was burning. Pip quickly ran into the room and threw his coat over Miss Havisham. She was shouting with pain and fear as Pip tried to extinguish the fire. A servant heard her shouts and ran into the room.
"Bring the doctor immediately," Pip shouted.
The doctor soon arrived and took care of Miss Havisham.
"You saved her life, Pip," he said as he put bandages on Pip's burned hands. "Her body will recover, but her mind will not."
Miss Havisham lay on her bed, repeating the same three sentences over and over again.
"What did I do? I wanted to save her from suffering. Forgive me."
"I'm sure I'll never see Miss Havisham again," Pip thought to himself. Pip's hands were very painful, and he needed to rest. He returned to London, and Herbert took care of him. He couldn't take Magwitch from London until his hands were better.
"I talked to Magwitch while you were visiting Miss Havisham," Herbert said. "He told me about his past. It's an interesting story."
"Tell me his story, Herbert," said Pip with interest. "I really want to hear this."
"When Magwitch was a young man, he had a wife and a young child," explained Herbert. "But his wife was an envious woman. She was sure Magwitch was betraying her with other women, and she killed one of the women."
Pip was very surprised. He knew this story. Slowly the pieces of the puzzle began to fall into place.
"Was she found guilty of the murder?"
Pip asked, trembling.
"No," Herbert answered. "Mr. Jaggers defended her, and the court decided she was innocent. She came home, but she was still angry with Magwitch. She threatened to kill their child to punish him. He loved the little girl very much, and she knew this."
"And did she kill the little girl?" Pip asked,
His heart was beating fast. Magwitch doesn't know, because he never saw the woman or the child again.
When did all this happen? Pip wanted to know.
About 3 or 4 years before he met you in the churchyard, Herbert explained. He saw you, and he remembered his little daughter. You were the same age as her.
Herbert, please don't think I'm crazy, Pip said with excitement. I'm certain about this. Don't you see the truth? That little girl was Estella. Magwitch is really Estella's father, and he has no idea she's alive. I can't believe it.
A month later, Pip's hands were better. He and Herbert knew they must get Magwitch out of London as soon as possible. They were certain the police were trying to find him.
I know there's a ship leaving England tomorrow, Pip said to Herbert one day. We'll go down the river in the small boat and get Magwitch to the ship. I'll ask the captain to take us on his ship and give him a lot of money. He mustn't tell the authorities about us.
Are you really going with him, Pip? Herbert asked. What will you do? When will you return to England?
I don't know, Pip answered, but Magwitch loves me and won't leave without me. I must help him to escape and to be safe. He did so much for me for many years.